Okay, so now we're on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We're jumping a little bit to towards the bottom, where it says Amar Yehuda Mishmar Rav Yitzchak Ben Pinchas. It's like 7 lines from the bottom, 8 lines from the bottom, I believe. Okay, he says Ein Shchita La'Oth Min HaTorah. So there's no requirement of Shchita on a bird Min HaTorah. Okay, Shneamar v'shafach as damo v'chisa v'afar. Where's that pasuk? Does anyone's fancy Gemara quote where that pasuk is? Oh, they have that has it right. The pasuk v'shafach.
This one.
You know, yours probably
it has
the
pasuk in English.
Yeah, it does. It should have it on the side. On the side, I think it has all the pasuk in Hebrew.
Source
shafach
for me.
Yitzer,
and the
Ish
Mibnei Yisrael.
I'm sorry, which line?
The Pasuk says, it's in Achremos, Yud Zayin, Yud Gimon, Vayikra. The Ish Mibnei Yisrael, Menagera Garbasocham, Asher Yotzud Seid Chaya Oof, who traps a wild animal, a Chaya or Oof. Right, a Chaya is like a non-domesticated animal, or an Oof, a bird, Asher Yachel, that he said. The Shafach has Dama, and he spilled his blood, Vichisel Vafar. So you cover it with blood. That's covered with dirt. That's a mitzvah kizvei dam. But notice that that's a mitzvah kizvei dam applies by birds and by chaya, by undomesticated animals, like let's say deer or something like that. But it doesn't say v'shachat. It says v'shafach has dam. He spills blood. The implication is that you don't need shchita. You just spill his blood any which way, right? So what's the problem? What's the obvious problem? Is the Gemara said Yachi Chayanami? It says the whole the pasuk there is you find a chaya or an oaf, and a chaya is a non-domesticated animal, definitely needs shchita, right? So if you want to deduce from the pasuk, because when it's talking about oaf, chaya and oaf, it just says v'shafach, which means doesn't mean shchita, so then it should be the same thing by chaya, manushach. Does the shafach mean shchita or does it not mean shchita? Right. It's like it's a poor raya, it would seem. So where it says no iskish l'psula mikdashim. It's compared by chaya. It's compared to psula mikdashim. Gemara compares on Chav Ches Manal. He says it compares a tzvi and an ayal to psula mikdashim. Okay, the carbon which is pasul psula mikdashim is compared to that you eat it like a tzvi and an ayal. So whatever, there's a comparison. So since it's compared a chaya, a carbon, a behema, which is a behema, which is a pasul carbon, was meant to be a carbon, becomes pasul. Is compared to a tzvi and an ayal, which are chaya. So it's saying is so. You see, apparently he needs shchita. So the Gemara says okay. So of nami iskish behema, but by oh, by that measure oaf is compared to a behema. So once you're going to go by Hekish and compare the Chsiv, those Torahs are behema ve'of. Right? They compare as behema and of together. So if you're telling me that a behema needs shchita, so you'll say an of should also need shchita. And you'll tell me no, that the pasuk says v'shafach, it says shvach v'chaya also. But you'll tell me that even though it says v'shafach, which means he's just spilled his blood, but since it's compared to Pesul Mikdashim from a different place, the Torah puts it back into Nidin Shchita, so then the Chava Oof also compares to Behema, and therefore I should say Nidin Shchita. We're on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So the Samar says, Haksiv is Shafach es Dama. So it's true, is that it compares them both, it compares them to Nidin Dashim, but it does say V'Shafach es Dama, which implies not shchita. So it's very nice it's compared, which would say you should do shchita, but it should have said v'shafach. So it says v'shafach must be teaching you something, so it must be teaching you that oaf doesn't need shchita, just needs shvicha, just spilling his blood. So it says u'maychaz is the shadi le'oaf, shadi achaya. So then, fine. So how do you know that it's saying it's excluding oaf and saying oaf doesn't need shchita min ha-Torah? Maybe it's excluding chaya. Whereas both of them have an argument to say that they should need shchita. Now you tell me, since it says v'shafach, It must be it teaches you something doesn't eat shchita. So how do you know that it's an oaf that doesn't eat shchita? Maybe it's a chaya that doesn't eat shchita. Right? Non-domestic animal. So it says, so mistabra mishum nesalik minei. That since it says, shayotzu tzei chaya o oaf, so it says oaf second, so then when it says v'shafach hasdamo, it's going back on oaf. It's going back on oaf, that's where it just got finished with. Okay, and therefore it's teaching you that oaf doesn't need shchita from the Torah. Okay, and that's what he's learning. Oaf doesn't need shchita from the Torah. It's just the Rabbana, or something like that. I mean, we have to see the Rashi's, but that's what it sounds like. It's not the Torah doesn't need shchita. So says Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Yitzchak Bar Pinchas. Okay. Now the Gemara tries to shlug this up. Okay, tries to shlug it up and say, really, right? One second. Further down, again, the Gemara goes into a bunch of rayas back and forth, but I just want to jump to the main point. Is if you look further down on Chav Chasim and Aleph, it goes another brisa. It says, Hu da Amar ki hai tana? Because this is an Amora speaking. It's Rav Yitzchak, Yehuda Mishum Rav Yitzchak Bar Pinchas. But it says, Hudamar ki haitan, it's like the 7th or 8th line of Chav Chasim and Aleph. He's going, let's ask a question on from a braisa, which implies that it does need shchita. So it says, he's going like this time. The Tanya, Belozar kafar barabi omer, matam omer kashiach alasatzvi, vegomer, chimad luman mitzvi me'ayal, me'ata harizeb alam, ibrim salamed, makish tzvivayal, psalm mikdashim, mapsal mikdashim mishchita, tzvivayal mishchita. So it says, it compares a tzvi and an ayel, a chaya, to psilim mikdashim, to carbon of shikon's pasul, and says, just like one is shchita, the other is shchita. Ve'ov, ein lo shchita, midere Torah, midere Sofrim. So it's open, in that price, and that ov doesn't need shchita midere Torah, just the Rabbanan. Just the Rabbanan. Okay. So then it says, man tana de paligala de Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. Right, who argues on that? Because that's a price, it's an open price. So it says, Rabbi. Rabbi is the one who argues. Okay. Rabbi argues. The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. And you should slaughter like I commanded you. And lamech netzav and Moshe ala veshet ve'ala kana ve'al rov echad be'of ve'al rov shtayim be'bema. So Rabbi says that v'zavachta teaches you, kasher tzivisicha, like I commanded you, says, teaches you that Moshe was commanded on two simanim and on a majority of one of them by an oath and a majority of two of them by a be'ema. So you see that Brisa openly says that it's from Moshe Rabbeinu, the idea of Ov Shchita for Avov. So basically, it comes out of the whole thing is you have two Brisas. One Brisa says that Shchita's Ov is totally Midere Sofrim, and really the only thing that Torah Shchita is Behema. And the other Brisa openly says no, that's the Brisa, the idea of two Simanim by a Behema and one Simanim by an Ov. Okay, that's basically the Machlokas. I mean, we have to do some Rashi's, but that's basically where we're going to take it. Okay, is the major question. Is the halacha that you need shchita by a oaf altogether, is that a deraisa or is that a derabana? Okay? Big stuff. Yeah.
It's a deeper soul.
Now she says like this. Ein shchita l'oaf min ha-Torah. That's all the way back on Amud Beis, Chosayim Beis. Okay.
Which Rashi?
Ein shchita l'oaf min ha-Torah.
The fifth last narrow line of the Rashi.
It says, Vehekesha de Zos Toras, the Akushe Behema le Melikas Ha'of. So there's a thing that is a Hekesh, which compares Behema and Chaya, Behema and Of. Right? That was one of the arguments to say that it wouldn't eat Shechita. So if you say that it's not Min HaTorah, why does the Torah compare a Behema and Of? So it says, why is it comparing it? To tell you, compare Behema to Malika Sa'of. Okay. What does that mean? What's Malika, by the way? What's Malika? You don't know? So Malika is, when you have in Kajim, I think it's by Achatas, or maybe by all Kajim, is the way the Kohen, you do Shechita, you don't use a knife, but the carbon of the Kohen does with his fingernail, his thumbnail. He holds the animal, and he pushes his sharp thumbnail through the neck of the throat of the bird. Kills it. Okay? It's difficult to malavoda, but that's what he does. We call him Malika. Okay? So that's at the throat. So It's similar to shechita, except instead of using a knife, using his nail. Okay, so it's comparing behemah to mlikas of shetei shechitosim and atzavar to show you that it's at the neck, the nail. Okay, so as we say, so that's a totally different thing. Telling you something about malika, it's not in behemah. It's not to teach you the halacha that you need shechita. Afilu mitorah shebal peh mehalacha losh mesinai ein lo. Even from Torah Shebaal Peh, the halacha of shechita doesn't apply by Yof. From Moshe Sinai, Elo Midirei Sofrim. It's purely Midirei Sofrim. Okay, which seems like it's the Rabbanan. As you're saying, it's not in the Pasuk, and it's not even on Moshe Sinai. It's just Midirei Sofrim. It's just, it's in the Rabbanan. The In Nivlas of Korean Nevela. And so what's the idea of Nevela by Yof? There's a halacha of nevelas of. So the problem is, normally, what does nevela mean? Nevela normally means an animal which dies without shechita. Right? You mess up the shechita. If it just dies randomly, that's called nevela. And if you can tell me that of doesn't have a halacha of shechita, so then how do you have nevela? But there are psukim, there's a talk about nevelas of. Certain tumah by nevelas of, and there's such thing as nevela. So once you're under my shechita in the Torah, how could you have nevela? So he says, what does it mean? Ain of us of Korean Vela, Elim Kane Mesa Me Leha, if it dies on its own, O Hargav and Maka, Shiloi de Simanim. If it dies by a blow, not by the Simanim. Aval Nechira, O Ikor Simanim, Ksherva. But if you stab it and kill it, like stab it Simanim, or like, you know, you poke a hole in the simanim, or you just like uproot the simanim, you pull them out, but not that you like slice them, then it's okay. It's kosher. So he's saying that in a certain, you don't need shechita, but you still need to kill it by the simanim. You just don't need shechita. Funny conclusion. Right, that's a problem. Now, Jesus is right. It says, once you're going to tell me he's dropping the requirement of shechita, and he's saying this shofar chazdamo, and he has to kill it, and who cares how you kill it? It's like so close to shechita, go for shechita already. He says, no, you don't need shechita, but you have to kill it by its simanim, but you're allowed to stab the simanim or pull out the simanim. But I mean, what kind of requirement is that? Monoshach does not need shechita. It's like, it's funny how Rashi's doing that. He's learning that even the shechita who holds it doesn't need shechita, he's not dropping the whole ballpark of shechita. He still requires something very much like shechita, because I guess he's bothered because there's a hope in halacha, there's such a thing called nevela. So how do you have nevela? Nevela means if it just dies, not through shechita. So now anytime there's no din shechita, then how could there be a din nevela? So he's trying to say there's like something which is sort of like shechita, which is killing it by its simanim. So you don't need shechita itself, but you need something like that. And if you don't do that, it dies on its own. Or if you just kill it through some other way, just stomp, like hit it wherever, somewhere else, bullet in the heart, or I don't know, something like that, then that would be an avail. So it's like a funny machlokas now, right? It highly limits the scope of this machlokas, right? Okay, so that's basically the facts. I mean, do you say, it turns out the machlokas is a very, not as broad as we thought at first sight. Do you say that by oath there's din shechita? Just like behema? Deoraisa, but the only difference is it's two simanim versus one simon. That's the halacha of Sinai, basically two simanim versus one simon. But do you say no? That by an oath, there's no halacha of shechita. There's such thing as nevela. So it means that yeah, an oath you have to kill by cutting a simanim. You could poke the simanim, stab the simanim, pull out the simanim, uproot the simanim, cut the simanim. Anyway, you break the simanim by an oath. But by a behema, right? But otherwise, it's the nevela. But if you would, right? But there's no specific requirement of shechita. So the question is, what's the machlokas? But it's a strange machlokas. It's like yes or no. Do you say Torah did something by oath or did not? Are you supposed to, you know, it's a funny, what's that question? What's the question, right? More interestingly is that even everyone seems to hold there's something akin to shechita. It's like a funny middle ground position. Which he's saying that it sort of needs it, but not really. Shvich of Alma. Oh, but of course, I forgot to say it has to be by the Simanim. Right? That's like a little bit of a strange requirement. You get started on this. The question is, it's like, So let's put aside the complication about, you know, that you have to do simanim for a second. So it's like, what's the question is, did the Torah demand shechita vayelof also? Or it said, no, you don't need shechita vayelof. Right? I mean, like, how he doesn't define something like that? It just sounds like, I don't know. Once it says, yes, it did, it says, no, it didn't. Like, where's there room to argue? Mm. You know? Like, how are you supposed to have a svara for that? It's kind of strange. Presumably, the side who holds that it's not shechita ben Torah, but rather you could do any way to kill the simanim, knock out the simanim, presumably you'd even be able to do one simon, because it's off. And so I guess he'll say, when it's all that discussion of one simon, means not shechita of one simon, but anyway, you get rid of one simon. Right? Yeah, so just a methodological point. I mean, to get as far up, but just as a step. I mean, oftentimes, what we could do when you have a machlokas, you don't really know where to go. They seem, part of the problem here is it's like they're so far apart. So one side says the Torah says you need shechita, and the Torah says you don't need shechita. Right, by off. So, like, well, sometimes it's good to think, like, what's in common? What do the two shechitas both have in common? The thing is, they both hold you need to sever the pipes, right? That's one thing. Even if you don't need shechita, you still need to sever the pipes. Okay, what else? And as everyone, the question is, did the Torah demand shechita by off or not, right? By behemoth, definitely, the Torah definitely demands shechita. Question is, did the Torah also demand shechita by off, right? But they all agree that the Torah did not demand shechita by off in the same way that it demanded shechita by behemoth. There's no one saying, is like shechita and behemoth and off identical in the Torah, or are they not? But definitely, behemoth is different enough. You see, the Torah that's open, everyone says, shechita by behemoth, two simanim. By an oaf, it's different. It's one simon. Right? So, definitely, there is a difference. But the question is it just that? That it's two simon versus one simon? Or do you say no? That it's like, there's a much bigger difference. Is that behemoth is deoraisa, and oaf is derabanan. It's not just two versus one. But there, that's indicative, perhaps, of like a bigger, much more serious difference in the Torah. Right? Because they're both, no one's saying, it's not like, do you say that of behemoth and of are identical, or do you say, no, they're not? Torah says shechita applies equally to both, or do you say, no, it only applies to behemoth? But everyone's saying, even the Torah itself, the Torah differentiates, at least, differentiates to behemoth and of. The question is, like, how big is the differentiation? Is it just differentiating demanding less? Or is it differentiate so much so that you don't have any shechita whatsoever? Right? That's not only a svara yet. I'm just saying it's like it's a starting point at least. Is that they're all agreeing, they all know, they all come to the table noticing the open Mishnah, so to speak. The Mishnah is that Behemoth is two simanim and Oaf is one simanim. So there is like a starting point of a differentiation. It's not like the... See, that would have been harder to me. Harder to me is if you'd say that everyone side says Ashkhi behemoth of are identical and the other says no, they're not. Then it's like, what are they agreeing? But that's totally worlds apart. But here they're all agreeing they're not the same. So for whatever reason, we don't know why, but for whatever reason, Oaf and behemoth are not the same. There's definitely a difference. But how far did the Torah go in that difference? Did it just say, okay, fine, you only need two, but you need one, or it went all the way? There's no Ashkhita whatsoever. Right, so maybe that could be like a starting point of trying to define this thing here. It's only give me an argument to in svara why you'd say there's no shechita by off. A halachic argument, that is. The question: where does he come up with this idea? Like, what's the, is there a svara to it, or just saying is like that's his thing? He dorish it, and there's, you know, or is there some sort of an argument to say that that's the case? It's a good question in terms of what? Like, what's your premise of your argument? Every argument has some starting point. That's part of my question. But what is the argument? Is there room for an argument here? I'll give you an argument in one way. And then maybe we have to develop the machlokas. But I'll give you an argument to say that there's no shechita by enough. Okay, the argument is like this. Is that what's shechita? Shechita is kain to simana. Right? It's kain to simana. By behema. That's what the Torah says, right? It's kain to simana. Now, that's what shechita is. Now, how do you just say, oh, okay, you could do one simon? That's not shechita anymore. The guy in the Sanhedrin say Ruba Kukulo, fine. But now you're going to tell me that once I'm in the Egedo, that's not Shlita. In other words, there's no unification of one Siman and two Siman. Shlita means cutting the Simanim. Right? There's an entity of the Simanim, and Shlita means to sever its pipes. Right? That's what Shlita is. So now you see it's clear to everybody. It's a fact, a halachic fact, that such that only needs one Siman. So he says, what does that indicate to you? He says, it indicates that you don't need Shlita by Ov. Yeah, maybe the Rabbanon said you need it or whatever, and fine. But in other words, he holds that you can't unify those two. In other words, his definition of Shlita is such that and we have to get the machlokas, but he must hold the definition of Shlita is such that once you show me that an Ov doesn't need a Tuzimanim, then it must be an Ov doesn't need Shlita. Like, he can't put together the two in one into Shlita intrinsically. And therefore he says it must be that it's a separate halacha with the Rabbanon. So that's not a separate halacha with the Rabbanon. But this concept of Shlita doesn't allow him to have like this two levels in the Deoraisa. That's a chiddush. That's my point. I'm saying is like to say it's a Deoraisa is not so simple. If it were the case that everyone agreed for two simanim, then fine. Then Shchit does by two simanim, or then does it apply by Ofer? Does it not apply by Ofer? How would he define that? I don't know. Does the Torah say yes or no? But I'm saying it's a given that it's a given in the Masorah, definitely, there's only one simon by an Ofer. So now I'm saying now you can analyze that. And you could say, well, you mean there's no Shchita by Ofer. What's Shchita? Shchita 1 or Shchita 2? Can't say it's both. Which one is it? So we know by Behema, definitely there's Shchita by Behema, that's clear. And Shchita is Behema is two Simanim. And now you tell me Ov is only one. So Ov doesn't need Shchita. So fine, so why? But we have the Shchita. Oh, so it's a Drabanon. Whereas the other Shita somehow holds, no, that's what Hashem said to Moshe, that the Behema has two, and Ov has one. And that's fine. There's no problem. You could have it all the Arisa, and you could kind of unify them. Right? We have to make another step here to get the fine to go further. What I'm saying is that maybe that's an argument, is that they both have a similar starting point, a fact, which we know from the Masorah that they are differentiated. There is this differentiation between them. And maybe from there, they go into the Mahalukas. What I'm doing is I'm mapping out an approach. I mean, it's almost a svara because you kind of could hear that. I'm not filling in the blanks exactly. Like, what's the argument to say that you could or can't unify them?
What's the reason for the one
seven? We don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. That's a given. Yeah, that's relevant. That's whatever. Let's say you'll say chickens are easier to kill, and I don't know. Whatever. Who knows? That's not relevant. That's a given. That the Torah doesn't demand the same level.
From the fact that it did,
then he will argue is that it must be that there's no, that's not a Deoraisa. Because how could you have a Deoraisa of Shlita? Well, it's definitely one thing of Shlita.
Uh-huh.
So how are you going to have, unify them? You can't unify them. Yeah. So it must be that that's a Derabanan.
Yeah.
Must be that's a Derabanan. So we have to work that, we have to fill in the blank, and we also have to do is to then bring in the other thing. That even if you don't demand Shchita by Ov, you do demand that you kill it by a Simana. Right? That's still, we haven't really talked about that yet, but that's another thing that this kind of, whatever we say, we have to keep that in mind. We don't want to forget about that. And end up,